When you think of the world's most amazing athletes, you may think immediately of Michael Jordan, Usain Bolt, or even Wayne Gretzky. If you're older, you might think of Muhammad Ali or soccer legend Pelé. Maybe a more current candidate would be another basketball star such as LeBron James, or perhaps soccer legend Lionel Messi. But if among these great athletes, I mentioned Australian runner Cliff Young, you would probably say, who? So, just who is Cliff Young? Each year in Australia, an endurance race is held. Athletes run from Sydney to Melbourne. Only the world's most fit competitors compete in this grueling 544-mile race. Some call it the world's longest and toughest ultramarathon. The race typically lasts about 6 days, as these highly trained athletes run nearly 100 miles each day. The typical training regimen for this race is to prepare to run for 18 hours straight, sleep for 6 hours, and then do it all again the next day. At least, this was the way it was until Cliff Young came on the scene in 1983. As these young, fit athletes assembled at the starting line in Sydney, not many paid attention to Cliff. Most in the group of about 150 marathoners didn't even know he was running. He didn't exactly look like stiff competition. But when Cliff pinned his race number to his farmer overalls, people became curious. Reporters started asking Cliff about his training. He proudly told them he grew up on a ranch in Beechwood Forest, just southwest of Melbourne. There, he herded 2,000 head of sheep on 2,000 acres. When the storms came in, Cliff was responsible to herd the sheep together and bring them to safety. The only trick to this was Cliff didn't have any horses or machinery to help him. He gathered and herded those sheep on foot. "Sometimes I would have to run those sheep for 2 or 3 days," he told them. "It took a long time, but I'd catch them. I believe I can run this race. It's only a little over 5 days, and I've run sheep for 3. No one considered Cliff Young to be a threat to win this race. The starter gun sounded, and all the runners took off at a brisk and steady pace. All the runners except Cliff Young. Cliff took off in his mid-calf-high gumboots, waterproof farm boots, if you will. He didn't so much run as he shuffled. His unique style was later dubbed the Young Shuffle. As you can imagine, Cliff fell far behind the leaders. Far behind. The spectators along the route noticed how Cliff would wave as he shuffled past them. The next morning, they were surprised to see Cliff still running. Or shuffling. He hadn't stopped to sleep. He had run all night long. It was a rather odd strategy, but he was still so far behind, most observers thought that it was an attention-grabbing gimmick. But Cliff had a surprise for the doubters. He wouldn't give up. He just kept running. And wouldn't you know it, every night he closed the gap between himself and the world-class runners who led the race. By the last night, Cliff Young had overtaken every runner in the race. The sun came up that final morning, and Cliff, still running, had an insurmountable lead. He finished the world's most grueling race in 5 days, 15 hours, and 4 minutes. His closest competitor crossed the line 5 hours later. In winning the race, Cliff Young had beaten the previous best time by 9 hours. As the first one to cross the finish line, Cliff was awarded $10,000, but he didn't keep a single cent. Cliff gave the 5 others who were able to finish the race $2,000 each. He said, "They were out there doing it tougher than me." Well, as you might imagine, Cliff Young became a national hero. He received the Medal of the Order of Australia for outstanding achievement by a citizen. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, Cliff Young was 61 years old when he ran. No, won this race. In his gumboots. Did I mention he also ran the race without his false teeth because they just rattled when he ran? And did I mention that his trainer was his 81-year-old mother? Now, when runners compete in the Sydney to Melbourne race, almost no one sleeps. They have learned that to win this competition, you can't just run during the day. You run, or like Cliff, shuffle until you're finished. Cliff passed away in 2003 at the age of 81. But today, a sculptured gumboot rests in his beloved beech forest with a plaque that reads, "He trained on this farm, chasing cattle in gumboots." For years, Cliff was a familiar sight in the district as he trained or shuffled along the local roads. He went on to run for more than 20,000 kilometers over his competitive career. Now, maybe along that route from Sydney to Melbourne, Cliff was thinking about Aesop's fable of the race between the tortoise and the hare. Maybe he was thinking about Confucius, who wrote, "It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop." But whatever he was thinking, he gave the world a poignant example of persistence. Persistence. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, pass it on to a friend or have them listen at PassItOn.com.